Weekly exports are continuing to thrive. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Every Thursday, we have our weekly export sales report out from the USDA, and taking a quick recap look at last week's, we saw beef at 12,300 metric tons, which was down 16% from the previous week, saw pork at 37,400 metric tons, which was up 52% from the previous week, and we saw soybeans, 307,000 metric tons, and corn at 1,190,000 metric tons. And speaking of corn, you know, we've seen a lot of really great export numbers throughout these past couple weekly export reports.
It's great to see that. It's phenomenal, really, and it caused me to work on my S&D tables personally, and I'm increasing export demand for old crop corn by 100 million bushels, and honestly, I might be on the light end of that if these numbers continue. Just a great number. It was also a very good number for wheat. That's, I think, what, the second or third week in a row wheat saw a good number. You got to look in the new crop side of things, not the old crop there.
For wheat, we saw 882,000 metric tons, and Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing goes on to explain a little bit more into the soybean export number.
Soybeans were maybe, I hate to say disappointing because they always slow down this time of year, but China still hasn't started buying new crop. That is a concern for me there, but why would they with the large crop out of Brazil? So solid exports.
And as we look at the soybean market on the futures board, last week we saw a lot of movement throughout soybeans as a result of news from biofuels.
The summary kind of goes back to bean oil. We were down sharply as the House was working on passing that big, beautiful tax bill through. There's no mention of the RVOs or 45Z. So biofuels industry taking it a little bit hard there.
But Dwayne says we recovered nicely throughout our soybean market through the close of last week. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.